Recorded Books presents To Tempt a Shake by Olivia Gates, narrated by Suzanne Cypress.
Chapter 1. Haris al-Shallan tightened his shroud, narrowing the opening across his eyes to a slit. He didn't need more than that to monitor his target. The midnight wind buffeted him, pelted him with sand as he stilled once more, flattened himself at the uppermost edge of the dune. His cloth-smothered breathing still rivaled the wind's hubbub across the endlessness of the desert in his ears. He absently reached for his sand car, much as he would have his prized horse. The vehicle wasn't there. He'd left it behind over 2 miles away. Any closer and the engine noise would have transmitted across this sound-hurling landscape. Ideally, he would have dragged it to this vantage point, but that would have slowed him down at least 20 minutes. 20 minutes he couldn't afford. He wouldn't let the stationary status of the scene he'd been watching for the past 5 minutes fool him. Everything could change at any moment. Then it would be too late for him to intervene. For now, all remained the same. The two sentries guarding the only entrance were huddled around a makeshift container where a fire struggled for survival against the merciless desert wind. 3 more guard duos surrounded the weather-eaten sand-brick cabin. From inside the shabby construction, gaslight flickered through the seams of shoddy wooden shutters. He had to give it to the al-Osebis. The al-Shallan's rival clan had constructed a watertight plan, and at the spur of the moment, too. This cabin was in the middle of nowhere, literally. The nearest inhabited areas were over 500 miles away in any direction. It was an ideal place to hold a hostage. The hostage Haris was here to free. He only found this place because he'd deduced the identity of one of those who hired the people inside the cabin. Since he'd uncovered the plot early enough, he'd managed to tag all the players in transit. He'd followed their phone signals before coverage vanished 200 miles away. He'd since employed all the technology at his fingertips and found this place only through some advanced satellite triangulation. Anyone with less specific knowledge and less than limitless access and power at his disposal would have been stymied. Even with all of his resources, he never would have found it if not for his timely deductions. And time was running out. From what he'd learned of the enemy's plans, he had less than 20 minutes to complete the extraction. It was then that the masterminds of this kidnapping would arrive to interrogate the hostage, and they'd be bringing their army of guards along. Under any other circumstances, he wouldn't have considered this the ticking bomb he did now. He would have been here with his own
Sample complete. Ready to continue?